So I want her attention.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday, May 14th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. I am Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, the chair of this committee. And with me today are three of our members, Senator Lee Beyer from Springfield, Senator Brian Boquist from
West Valley,
mm-hmm. and Senator Ginny Burdick from Portland and Tigard. And I think we will shortly be joined by our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli. If you are here for Senate Bill 525, I want to announce at the outset that we will not be taking that bill up today. We will be carrying our work session over till Tuesday, so you don't need to hang around for that. For everyone else who's here for executive appointments, I want to just briefly explain our process here. So we're looking forward to hearing from everybody because your service is extremely important. What we will do is call you up here either individually or if there are several people appointed to the same board, we'll call you up as a group. Then we'll ask you to say your name for our record and then briefly tell us who you are and why you want to serve on this particular board or commission. After you've done that, then we'll open it up to the committee members for any questions they might have for you. Then we'll send you on your way. And don't worry if we don't vote on your appointment at the time that you're up here, because when we've heard from everybody, we will be taking these up at the end of our hearing today. So it doesn't mean anything that we haven't approved you at the time that you appear. So that's basically our process. As you see other people go through it, I think it'll be pretty easy and fall into place. So I will begin by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Jennifer Allen to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. Get to go first and show everybody else how to do it. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, my name is Jennifer Allen, and I'm honored to have been nominated to serve on the Oregon Parks and Recreation Commission. As an associate professor at Portland State with 27 years of experience in sustainable development, I believe my knowledge of environmental and natural resource policy, sustainable economic development, rural and urban connections, and collaborative governance offer useful perspectives to the commission. My educational background, which includes degrees in American Studies and Environmental Management from Yale, and a PhD in Environmental Science and Public Policy from George Mason, have also prepared me well to serve in this role. Oregon parks represent some of the greatest assets of our state, not just from an environmental standpoint, but from for economic and social reasons as well. I would like to explore innovative ways to ensure that our parks and cultural resources enhance economic opportunities in our rural communities. I'm also committed to ensuring that the experiences our parks offer are accessible to and valued by our increasingly and richly diverse citizenry. I think such efforts are essential to ensure long-term public support for these amenities. Based on my experience with collaborative governance, I also believe there are opportunities to build on existing partnerships between state agencies, nonprofits, and the business community to find innovative ways to work together to ensure the future of our parks and recreational resources. In summary, if appointed to the commission, I would look forward to working with OPRD staff, board, and other partners to explore how we can ensure our parks continue to offer all Oregonians, rural and urban, young and old, old-timers and newcomers, the scenic, recreational, economic, and community benefits we all treasure. Thank you for considering my nomination.
Okay, thank you for your willingness to serve and for your comments. And members, do we have any questions? Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question, if you wouldn't, Ms. Allen. I mean, we passed, the lottery funds fund a good portion of the park. We've been on a long track, and the director and I've had this discussion, long track of maintenance or acquisitions. And what we really now need is sustainable deferred maintenance, i.e. we need to get rid of the deferred maintenance and get it into sustainable maintenance. Any comments on that in terms of what we now have a lot, but we need to bring a lot of it back up to standards so everybody can use it.
Sure. And so I don't know if the question's about finding those resources or prioritizing those resources, but I would absolutely agree that it's essential to invest. You know, sometimes with sustainable development, it's easy to look at the short-term things, which may cost less up front, and not think about the longer-term things, which in the long run are what pay off the most. You see that with green buildings. You see it with others. But I think in this case, it's really essential that people understand that finding the resources to invest in the deferred maintenance and really build, making sure that the foundation and the bones of this system are strong is absolutely essential.
Thank you. I just want to highlight that we have a lot of good properties, but we've had to defer their maintenance when
Absolutely.
We require more, and now we need to sustain everything equally.
Yep.
Anyone else?
Especially the rest areas.
Okay, it looks like we don't have any other questions for you, so thank you again, and we'll be acting on your appointment to close the hearing. I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Joanne Vetter to the State Board of Tax Practitioners. She will be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Joanne Vetter?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here in Salem with me are Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Ginny Burdick. We've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, and if you could just briefly tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity.
And if you could just, excuse me, just start by saying your name.
Okay, my name is Joanne Vetter. I'm being appointed to the State Board of Tax Practitioners. I live in Halsey, but my practice is in Albany. Again,
great.
I'd like to thank you for...
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity that I've been given to participate in these proceedings. I think that a nominee for a governor-appointed board is quite an honor. I'm here because I think it's important to get involved, to try and make a difference, and to do more than just complain. I've done this in my personal life. I have great concern for the well-being of our children and have worked with several agencies as a volunteer and by being on their board of directors for many years with the Albany Boys and Girls Club and now with Linn County CASA. I would also like this opportunity in my professional life. I think Oregon has done a great job licensing tax professionals, but I also see that more needs to be done. As president of the local chapter of Oregon Association of Tax Consultants, I hear from my fellow members. And as a tax professional, I hear from my clients. They all have legitimate issues, and I know the best way to address their issues is to get involved. I think working at the state level would give me this opportunity. I want to be involved, and I want to make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And did we have any questions for Ms. Vetter? I don't see any questions for you, Joanne. So we will be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. So we'll let you go, and thank you again.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Kelly Wessels to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service. She's also joining us by phone. Hi, is this Kelly Wessels?
Yes, this is Kelly Wessels.
Good afternoon. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. With me here in the Capitol are Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Ginny Burdick. I've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service. If you could just tell us your name and then briefly tell us your background and why you'd like to serve.
Absolutely. My name is Kelly Diana Wessels. I'm a resident of Josephine County. I serve in the communities of Josephine and Douglas County. I am the Chief Operations Officer for United Community Action Network. I work for the CAP agency in removing barriers for people in poverty. And voluntary action and community engagement is critical to not only my role, but to our mission in the community. I happen to be the sponsor designated for an AmeriCorps team, closing of a VISTA team, and four senior corps programs. So I have a vast background in national service as well as one-on-one volunteering.
Okay, we can tell you're in an airport, so I hope they're not calling you flight. But did we have any questions for Ms. Wessels? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, Kelly, so we'll let you go. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. Thank you for your willingness to serve, and have a good flight.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Ruth McEwen and Matthew Raposa to the Home Care Commission, if the two of you would both like to come forward.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, and welcome to both of you to the Senate Rules Committee. Whoever wants to go first, just say your name, and by now I think you know how we operate. Just go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum, committee. My name is Ruth McEwen from Salem. I am asking to be put on the Home Care Commission on behalf of the Governor's Commission on Senior Services to represent them.
Did you want to just tell us a little bit about your background and why you want to serve on this commission?
I have been working in the needs of seniors and people with disabilities for over 30 years and have been members of other organizations, which coincides with this, who have worked on setting up the Home Care Commission, which I believe is the backbone of our community-based services.
Great. Thank you.
Chairperson Rosenbaum, members of the committee, my name is Matthew Raposa, and I live here in Salem. I am also seeking appointment to the Home Care Commission. I believe in the commission's goal of ensuring quality home care services that are received by the aging and people with disabilities population. I also support the commission's goal of serving persons with developmental disabilities and mental illness. I believe that we must support all individuals in their desire to continue living in their own homes for as long as possible. Approximately 12 years ago, I became a case manager for the Department of Human Services. In this position, I primarily served individuals with disabilities that received home care services. My roles expanded over time, which included training individuals and working with their home care workers and overseeing other case managers in their roles of serving individuals. My current role involves interpreting and developing policies for individuals that receive care in their own home. And this concludes my testimony, and thank you for your consideration.
Okay, thank you both for your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions for these folks? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go and act on your appointment at the close of the hearing. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of David Tam to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs. If you'd like to come forward and join us. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chairman Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is David Tam, and I am from Eugene, Oregon. I was raised in Depot Bay, Oregon, true Oregonian, born in Portland, grew up in the business community. And so, therefore, I believe that my aspirations and connections to the commission are viable and important because I have grew up in the business world, being a minority, in Lane County for almost 20 years. I have well-connected ties to the community because of my involvement with the Oregon Asian Celebration as a chairman for the past 12 years, past president of the Asian Council, past president of the Asian American Foundation, and past president of the Chinese American Benevolent Association. I believe my professional experiences working a lot with overseas, with doing merger acquisition work as well as investor relations, helps tie in a lot into Oregon's future because a lot of my work is in the sustainable field, as a real estate developer, as well as energy-related issues and challenges. Therefore, I believe I'm a good fit for that commission, and I think that my experiences, my passions tie in well to this commission. Thank you.
Thank you. It sounds like you've got a great background. And do we have any questions for Mr. Tam? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go. Thank you again, and we'll act on your appointment at the close of the hearing.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Martha Meeker to the State Aviation Board. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Martha Meeker. I'm from McMinnville, Oregon, and I am probably the new kid on the block here, as I just became an Oregon resident in January. However, my spouse and I started looking for where we were going to retire back in 2008, and being prior military, I've seen a lot of different spots. We did our research, and this is where we want to be home. And this is where we want to be for the rest of our lives. And so part of that is we want to make it better as well. And so it's why after I retired versus, you know, corporate business, I decided that I wanted to do city management, fantastic city in McMinnville. And I also want to have an opportunity to try to help at the state level as well. I have 28 years background in the Air Force, retired as a general officer. During those two times, I had an opportunity to manage airports at Charleston, South Carolina, and then again there at Spokane. And then I finished up a career with organization that oversaw several bases, one of which was Grand Forks, where I got an opportunity to see what can be done with collaboration between federal, state, military, as Grand Forks became the first FAA test site for UAVs. And so based on that, I think I can do a pretty good job. It's an honor to be nominated, and I hope I do it well.
Great. Well, welcome to Oregon. We're glad you've chosen this to be your home. And did we have any questions for Ms. Meeker?
I'm not going to let the city manager of my largest city get off that easy. She said she used to be a general, right? You have a place in Sisters, too.
I do.
Right. So do you fly back and forth and use the air?
I don't. My license is actually lapsed, and I'm trying to figure out a way. I'm going to get it back, but they keep enticing me because we have helicopter operations training over at McMinnville, and they're doing a really good job of enticing me that way. So I think when I get a time to fly and get back up, I think I'm going to see if I can get qualified as a helicopter pilot.
Wow. Well, that would be great. There is discussions going on in terms to the transportation plan to my right. I know there's negotiations going on in terms of increasing the aviation and the gas tax, the jet aviation fuel tax. And a lot of that stuff does, those projects are cleared through the State Aviation Board. And I think if you don't know, since you're new, we've had challenges in the past.
I have heard about that, especially in the, I believe the Eastern Oregon is especially in critical need.
Right. So I would just forewarn you that sometimes you have to get the broad axe out like in the military.
I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, well, thank you again, and we'll let you go.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Eric Sandoval to the Building Code Structures Board. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair and Committee. My name is Eric Sandoval. I'm from Benton County, Corvallis. And I appreciate the opportunity to be a candidate for the Executive Board for the Building Codes Division. My history is in architecture. I've been an architect for about 30 years and been involved with codes and standards support for a number of different jurisdictions, owners, been able to translate those codes into workable designs. So I see this a possible appointment as a way to provide that opportunity to the state of Oregon and the welfare of the people.
Great. Well, we appreciate your bringing your background to this important position. Did we have any questions for Mr. Sandoval?
No.
Okay. We don't have any questions for you, so we'll let you go about your business and act on your appointment at the close of our hearing.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Jessica Gomez and Keith Levitt to the Oregon Business Development Commission. Jessica Gomez will be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Jessica Gomez?
It is.
Good afternoon. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. With me here in Salem are Senators Jenny Burdick, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Lee Beyer. We've just opened a hearing on your appointment and that of Keith Levitt to the Oregon Business Development Commission. We'll have him go first since he's here. What we are asking both of you to do is say your name and then tell us briefly what your background is and why you'd like to serve on this commission.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Keith Levitt. I'm currently with the Port of Portland. Have 20 years of experience in economic development. Had a stint in the 1990s with the prior iteration of Business Oregon called the Economic Development Department, and have worked with some of you on those types of issues in the past. In my current job as Chief Commercial Officer, I oversee the development of all three lines of the port's business, aviation, marine, and industrial development. And I see a lot of great synergy in the leadership and direction with Sean Robbins as director of the agency and the leadership and direction of the port as we go forward with our trade strategies, with our infrastructure development strategies, and our industrial land strategies.
Great, thank you. And Ms. Gomez, would you like to go ahead?
Yes, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, members of the committee. My name is Jessica Gomez. I am here in Redford. I'm the CEO and founder of Rogue Valley Microdevices. We are a small boutique men's foundry, kind of like a small Intel. My background is we started the company in 2003, very small, and built it to where it is today. Through that process, I've sort of fallen in love with economic development along the way. I've done a lot of work locally and been involved in some things at the state level. And I really feel that I can offer from my experience to work at Business Oregon that is on behalf of the state. And I'm hoping that I have the opportunity to serve.
Great. Well, we're glad you're both willing to accept these assignments. And do we have any questions for Ms. Gomez or Mr. Levitt, Senator Boquist?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll just be fair to both of them and throw them out there. Obviously, we had the revenue forecast this morning, and there are a lot of us that are keenly interested in rural economic development. Either of you have insights or suggestions? I mean, obviously, the Port of Portland needs a little development right now after the loss of shipping. And just to translate that out, I mean, my district, I'm going to have a lot of businesses that won't be shipping products now, period, because the cost differential of shipping the containers north just eliminated them. So do either of you have any suggestions on economic tools from your past experience that you might want to bring to the table or even suggest that we in the legislature pass to give more tools?
Madam Chair, Senator Boquist, I think certainly the infrastructure financing tools for communities is a key. I know in my own background and experience, having industrial land development ready, a lot of communities have sites that are zoned industrial, but they're actually not sites that are ready for development. And a lot of the infrastructure financing tools that are available through Business Oregon help those communities get those sites to development readiness. I think this issue of shipping and freight mobility it certainly needs a lot of focus. We're very focused there. How shippers throughout the state get their containers to other ports when we don't have service in Portland is a key issue. And we're rolling up our sleeves to help make that happen.
Ms. Gomez, did you want to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Senator Rosenbaum. Being in rural Oregon is a little bit different than for businesses. And I think, there's a lot of merit to trying to cultivate new startup companies. To sort of spur the economic development in these rural areas. And it's not something that, it's sort of elusive how to go about doing that in a way that's really effective. And I think a big part of that has to do with culture building and education and providing resources as much as possible to support those young entrepreneurs that are really out there being innovative. Another thing that I'd like to sort of point out is, Keith mentioned also is, having sites ready and available for companies to expand. Rural Oregon is a fantastic place to start small companies, but sometimes it can be a challenge to grow those companies into mid-sized or larger companies that employ a lot of people. So, looking at ways that we can expand those urban growth boundaries a bit, have some sites that are ready to be developed, really encouraging business development, as well, I think, is part of it. And also looking at, you know, transportation. You can't, you know, get chicken containers out of the port. You know, Portland, you know, how can we support companies really getting their products, you know, out the door? So I think those are all things that, I'd like to talk about and discuss. I'm not really an expert on any, but I'm hoping that to learn and be able to provide some good input.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? I don't see any other questions for you, so we'll let you go, and thank you again. And I will close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Kurt Bolser, Susan Stewart, and Jerry Jones, Jr. to the Construction Contractors Board. Jerry Jones will be joining us by phone. Yes, and if the two of you can just come forward. Great. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. Do I have Jerry Jones, Jr. on the phone?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Jerry. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here in Salem with me are Senators Jenny Burdick, Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Brian Boquist. I've just opened a hearing on your appointment, as well as that of Kurt Bolser and Susan Stewart, to the Construction Contractors Board. And because they're here in the room, we'll let them go first, and then we'll hear from you.
Wonderful. Chair, okay. Chair, Senators, I'm Susan Stewart. I'm the Executive Director of the Building Owners and Managers Association of Oregon. We represent over 43 million square feet of commercial office space, Vancouver to Eugene at this point, someday maybe the rest of the state. I am on a number of committees in Portland. I'm on a couple boards in Salem. In fact, I was in this room Tuesday serving my last meeting for the Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission after 9.5 years, and got my plaque and little sad, but I'm always volunteering for boards and committees that impact my industry. Being the voice of the real estate industry, it's much easier for me to do this kind of work and represent my owners than to have multiple owners all over the place. So very interested, looking forward to it, and I'm here to serve.
Great. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, thank you, and Senators. My name is Kurt Bolser. I'm a general contractor in Southern Oregon. I've been in the construction industry for well over 50 years, starting out as a young man with my father, who was a home builder, when I was big enough to fetch and sweep. And after my formal education, I went to work for a very large engineering construction company and traveled around the world doing very large projects. My experience ranges from residential to heavy industrial. I appreciate the opportunity to be a nominee for this board, and I feel that the board needs representation in the southern part of the state as well as possibly the eastern part of the state. And I'm also very interested in mentoring younger contractors and bringing them up in the industry. Things are changing rapidly. It's a very dynamic industry, and especially in Southern Oregon, it's difficult. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Jones, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and the Honorable Senators of the Committee. Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Jones of District 14, where I live and work in Beaverton as President of Landfear Construction and Development. I apologize if I couldn't attend in person due to prior scheduled plans, and appreciate the ability to be on the phone for this hearing. I am very excited about the nomination to be part of the Oregon Construction Contractors Board. I've been in the construction industry in Oregon for over 20 years, and I believe my skill set and work experience will be a great asset to the CCD and all of its customers, both business and consumer alike. I also am very active in my community through various boards and commissions, and feel that bringing a fresh perspective of engagement and communication will be a benefit to the CCB as we transition into the next era. And so as a proud Oregonian, I'm very honored to be considered for service at the state level, and look forward to your support and confirmation. Thank you very much for your time and opportunity to address the committee.
Okay, well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Members, are there any questions for these folks? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go and thank you again. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing. I'll close the public hearing. and open a public hearing on the appointment of William Johnson to the Board of Trustees of Eastern Oregon University. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, I'm Bill Johnson. I'm a nominee to the new board at Eastern Oregon University. There's an academic named Joseph Campbell that wrote a book called The Hero with a Thousand Faces, in which he discusses an idea he calls the monomyth. Campbell had reviewed a few thousand years of human literature and discovered a pattern in our stories in which a young hero receives a call and, with the guidance of a mentor, leaves home and has to face some gatekeepers, and upon overcoming some gatekeepers has to enter some inner sanctum and defeat some nemesis and adversary, and then he receives a boon, a treasure. And then Campbell discusses how the hero returns home with his treasure and shares it with his fellow citizens. This is my monomyth. Mm. I mean, this is not the inner sanctum. You're not the nemesis.
And we're not one of the seven religions in the world.
But I grew up in Vail. I took a journey, an epic journey, to MIT and to Microsoft. And then 10 years ago, I returned home to the Treasure Valley to lead what I thought would be a quiet life as a farmer. But the story's not over. And now it's time for me to share my boon with my fellow citizens. And so I appreciate your support. I certainly appreciate your support of Eastern Oregon University. And I appreciate your support for the young heroes of the deserts and the forests of Eastern Oregon. Thank you.
Great. Well, that was certainly the most creative presentation we've heard on this committee in quite a long time.
And Madam Chair, is if he could pull off what Joseph Campbell did in terms of several epic movies, their series that he advised against, you'll bring a lot of economic development to Eastern Oregon.
And can I take a moment also to share a moment of sorrow? It's a sad day in Eastern Oregon. One of our heroes, Mike Bentz, Cliff's brother, passed away in a plane accident. And so it's a difficult day for some of us there.
Oh,
a moment
I'm sorry
of sorrow.
To hear that. So did we have any questions for Mr. Johnson?
No, I'm looking for the epic heroes, the seven new religions to spring out of Eastern Oregon, and for their financial viability.
Great. Okay, thank you again and for your willingness to serve.
Right.
I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Joseph Pugh to the electrical and elevator board. Good afternoon and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, good afternoon. My name is Joseph Pugh. Thank you for the opportunity to address you this afternoon. My professional experience consists of working as an attorney for the past 19 years. I worked at a company in Hillsboro as their in-house attorney for the past 11 years. Prior to that, I worked in a couple of law firms. And prior to going into law, I was a project engineer at a paper mill out in St. Helens. My educational experience consists of an undergraduate degree in electrical engineering, followed by a law degree, and most recently, I earned an MBA from the University of Oregon. I'm interested in serving on the electrical and elevator board for primarily three reasons. First of all, I have a general interest in public service as demonstrated by my past volunteer work. Second, serving on a board or commission seems like a unique and interesting way to engage in public service. Finally, I believe my background in electrical engineering and law might be useful to this particular board. Thank you again.
Thank you for your willingness to serve. It sounds like you've got a busy life already, and this is an important position. Any questions for Mr. Pugh? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you again and be acting on your appointment at the end of the hearing.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the reappointment of Betty Rupp to the Energy Facility Siting Council. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Betty Ropey.
Sorry about that.
It's close, and I answer to anything. I have served two terms as a counselor in the city of Prineville, and I've had three terms as the mayor in the city of Prineville. And one of the things that I, when I first came on board, I felt strongly that we had to look at our energy resources. Water was very important to our community and jobs, obviously. And I've been working for about 7 years on a habitat conservation plan, close to being finished, for the Deschutes Basin. I'm on the Deschutes River Conservancy, and we have passed national legislation to move the wild and scenic on our Bowman Dam. And so I was very interested in water. I've had some experience with solar and wind, not much, and none on thermo. But I was pleased to be called and asked if I'd be interested in serving on the Energy Facility Siting Council, and felt that it was a way for me to spread my wings and learn a little bit more about some of the energy resources in our community and our state. And all of you have seen my resume and my interest in serving on this committee, so I won't go into that much further. I have talked to Chair of the Energy Facility Siting Council, Mr. Byler, out of Boardman. He asked if I would like to come and go over some of the projects that they have done in the past. That happened to be today, and I said, no, I needed to be here. So he promised he would bring me up to date a little further later on. But it's an exciting time for us. We have many natural resources that we need to be utilizing. I've done a lot of collaboration with all of the different diverse interests in energy and resources, the tribes, the services, environmentalists, municipalities, and I feel like I have a lot of background to add to this committee, and I would be very pleased to be serving on that committee. Do you have any questions of me?
Well, I will find out. Thank you for your comments. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you for your willingness to serve and act on your appointment at the end of our hearing.
Thank you.
Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Derek Sawhitey to the Health Evidence Review Commission, if you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon. Thanks for your patience, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
My pleasure. Madam Chair and Senators, I'm Derek Sawhitey. I pronounce it the easy way. I was a family medicine doctor, opened my practice in Grants Pass, Oregon, 1999. Was in solo private practice down there. When I left, I had sat for a number of years on the formulary committee at Mid-Rogue IPA, as well as was chief of family medicine for our hospital. I was happy to have early on been involved in a project of bringing an osteopathic medical college to the state of Oregon. I was proud to be one of the founders of that school, and then our dean offered me a job. So in 2012, I moved to Lebanon, Oregon, began teaching full-time. I still practice as a hospitalist part-time. My third job, paid job that I'm working on is after a year and a half working with my recruiter. My packet is currently sitting in front of my panel, and I'm going to be hopefully commissioning this month into the United States Army Reserves. At the school, I am in the Department of Family Medicine. I teach, I'm the director for a first-year Essentials of Clinical Medicine course, as well as the second-year Cardiovascular Medicine course and an ongoing four-year program called the Longitudinal Medicine course. And I've also been privileged enough as a physician to be on the Osteopathic Physicians and Surgeons of Oregon board since 2005. I'm currently the acting president of that board. And through that role, I've sat on several, worn several hats for the American Osteopathic Association, as well as for the American College of Osteopathic Family Physicians. I was very happy to be offered to throw my name in for this position because I've spent a lot of years and I've taught a lot of students about the sanctity of the relationship between a patient and the physician. I think at that point the physician's role is to be an advocate for that patient 100%. That job becomes easier if they can fall back on the fact that some of those rules that pertain to the society as a whole and some of the fact that we all know that there's limited buckets as far as resources and money, if they know that those ideas have been well thought out, well documented, and are evidence-based, I am very much happy to be throwing my name in the hat, and hopefully I will get a position to sit on the HERC.
Great. Thank you. Do we have any questions for Mr. Sorweed? Yes, hey, Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, just an observation. My wife used to be an AMED recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think exactly what that is.
Absolutely.
And I just want to warn you that all those doctors that signed up had no idea that they were really going to go. And we've been at war for 15 years. So be careful what you ask for. You might go.
I understand that. I'm actually looking forward to that.
So,
anybody else? And so you might know that we have a senator here, Senator Alan Bates, who is an osteopathic physician.
Senator Bates is a very good friend of mine, actually.
Great. Okay, I'm sure he'll be pleased to see your appointment going forward. So we'll thank you again and let you go.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. Okay. Okay, great. I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Walter Jaffke to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. He'll be joining us by phone. Good afternoon. Is this Walter Jaffke?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here in the state capitol with me are Senators Lee Beyer and Senator Brian Boquist. And I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. So if you could just repeat your name and then briefly tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Yeah, my name is Walter Earl Jaffke. My background is that I was committed to the Oregon State Hospital after being placed under the jurisdiction of the PSRB. First time I committed when I was 22. And I was, I turned myself in 11 years later, and I've been a patient on and off at the Oregon State Hospital for approximately 10 or 11 years, and I'm hoping to help foreign policy at the hospital and stuff, and just help be a part of the process with that, and help with overseeing as a former patient just how they do business there.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your willingness to take on this important position. Do we have any questions for Mr. Jaffke? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, Walter, so we're going to let you go, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. So thanks again.
Thank you guys very much.
And I'll next open a public hearing on the appointment of Douglas Smith and Andrea Brown and Kimberly Wollstrand to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. Two of you, I think, are here in the room if you'd like to come forward, and then Mr. Smith will be joining us by phone.
And we're working on getting him on the phone. And what? We're working on getting him on the phone.
Oh, okay. I think we can just go ahead with you while we're trying to get him on the phone. Whoever wants to go first.
I'll start. Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. My name is Andrea Brown, and I'm from Eugene, Oregon. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today as a candidate for the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. My interest in this position stems from years of work in the mental health field and my own personal experiences within the mental health system. I have a background as working in employment services for people with barriers to employment, helping them obtain jobs in the community. I've been an advocate for domestic violence victims. I've worked as a peer support specialist for various residential and therapy programs, and I've been a foster parent for children with emotional and behavioral health disorders. Presently, I work as a community health worker with Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center in Eugene. I'm dual certified as a community health worker and a peer support specialist with the Oregon Health Authority's Traditional Health Worker Commission. And I have a strong desire to assist in producing better health outcomes and improvements in quality of life for members of our vulnerable populations in our communities. I look forward to the opportunity to serve And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, my name is Kimberly Ralstad. I am here today as the nominee for the position of family member on the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. My interest is as a result of having a son who has needed the services of the mental health system in Oregon for more than 20 years, including many hospitalizations and community placements. I hope to use my experience as his legal guardian to speak on behalf of Oregon citizens who often have few advocates, especially those for whom recovery has been limited and continue to live at Oregon State Hospital. Thank you for this opportunity. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you both. And I think we'll need to come back to our other appointee. Do we have any questions for Andrea or Kimberly? Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so well, thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
And let you go and act on your appointments at the close of our hearing today. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Donald Norden to the Lane Transit District Board. Good afternoon. Welcome to our Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for your patience.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I am Donald Norden. I'm applying for a position on the board as position 3 in Lane Transit District. I got involved in transportation issues back years ago when the city was putting in its transportation system plan, and I took on the bicycle committee. And it became clear that our society or our South Lane County was unserved by transportation, so I suggested to the city council that, well, we should join the Lane Transit District. And 4 ballot measures later and 5 years, I was the chief petitioner on 3 of those and ran for every office available. We now have great transit service in South Lane County and have had for 15 years. The prior board member there, Mike Dubik, recruited me to join the budget committee there. I served 6 years on the Lane Transit District Budget Committee, and I've become very impressed with the professional, excellent service that the Lane Transit District does and continually gets rated as the best transit system in the country for a city of its size. I'd be honored to serve on their board. And that's my application now.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions?
We won't make him go through 3 more elections and chief petition.
Right. I think you've earned your right to be here. Okay. Well, thank you. And we'll let you go and
thank you.
Act on your appointment at the close of our hearing. I'll close the public hearing. Next, open a public hearing on the appointments of Robert Moore and Marie Henry to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. If you'd both like to come forward.
In the center of Monroe's favorite board.
RCA. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And whoever wants to go first, just go ahead.
My name is Robert C.A. Moore. I understand that the board for mortuary and cemeteries is serves a very important public service industry. And I have a couple of decades of work with AARP as a volunteer, trying to understand and apply a public service in policy ways. I'm also a member of the Oregon Memorial Association board, and it's an organization which contracts with mortuaries to provide services for interested people who want to do funeral services before they die. I look forward to helping the board assess public policy, public interest in making policy to comport with it. And thank you very much, Senator Rosenbaum and the committee, for entertaining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Senator Rosenbaum, senators, it really is a privilege to be present with you here today. I have been in the funeral industry for over 16 years.
Could you just say your name again?
Marie Henry. Sorry about that. I'm also a certified life celebrant, and my interest in the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board is really three-pronged. As a professional in the funeral service, I have a responsibility to the community that I serve. I have seen the profession change tremendously as we have evolved and as society's traditions are ever-changing. And I truly appreciate the governance of the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. As a daughter who lost my father to death by accident, I understand when a death occurs, families are often dealing with matters of the heart, and intellect is overshadowed by grief. I believe that funeral service is sacred. Death is inevitable. We will all leave a legacy. And I want mine to be that of service. So I thank you for your consideration today.
Well, thank you both. It sounds like you bring excellent backgrounds to the service of this board. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Jonathan Blasher to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. He'll be joining us by phone.
That's weird.
And is this Jonathan Blasher? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, is this Jonathan Blasher? Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. So this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum here in the state capitol, chair of the Senate Rules Committee. With me here in Salem are Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Ginny Burdick, all members of Senate Rules Committee. I've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the State Parks and Recreation Commission, and if you could just say your name for the record, then tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Parks Commission.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and committee members. My name is Jonathan Blasher. I'm from Portland, and I appreciate the opportunity for this. I'm very interested in joining the board at the commission. I have a background in sociology and a master's in business from the state of Oregon, University of Oregon. I'm interested in being a part of the commission as I have a strong background in youth development, communities, and business, and I'd like to give back to the state and the Parks Department that has done so much for me. I have a background working with schools and youth and diverse communities, and I'd like to look at ways to help strengthen the system by getting more people out into the parks and encouraging potential of the park system, not only for recreation, but also for economic value. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, well, we appreciate your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions for Mr. Blasher? And Senator Brian Boquist has a question.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Blasher, I just want to be fair because we had parks split apart here. I asked the other nominee the same question. I believe, as you know, the lottery has put forth funds, and a portion of that funds for at least the last decade have been towards new acquisitions, but we have a considerable backlog of deferred maintenance in state parks across the board. And I'm sort of looking for your comments on that, if not a commitment that we need to get this deferred maintenance out of deferred maintenance and into sustainable maintenance so we retain what we have now.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Senator. That is a great question. I believe that it is important that we make sure to clear our books and get the maintenance deferred taken care of. But that as I learn more about where we are with our backlog and with the future plans, be able to trust the recommendations from the staff, but also make sure to have the due diligence, make sure that we are moving forward in a way that is economically viable for the future.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I don't see any other questions for you, Jonathan, so we'll let you go and we'll act on your appointment at the close of our hearing today.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Philip Howarth to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Great. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Phil Hayworth. I live in Salem. I live in District 10, and I am I thank you for the opportunity to sit before you today and share why I'm interested in serving on the physical therapist licensing board. First of all, I'm a physical therapist. I love what I do. Every day I get to help patients. And in my professional responsibilities, I also manage about 40 therapy providers, most of which are physical therapists in a local health system and in a number of physical therapy settings. I have a keen interest in quality and safety related to patient care, as well as professional standards of practice. I'm excited about the opportunity to serve the state of Oregon and protect the public as a nominee for the Physical Therapist Licensing Board.
Great. Well, thank you for taking this on. And did we have any questions for Mr. Hayworth? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Scott Reichlin to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators Beyer and Burdick, I am Scott Reichlin, MD from Salem, and I'm here as a first-time nominee for the Psychiatric Security Review Board. I have been a psychiatrist for over 30 years with a subspecialty in forensic psychiatry for most of my career. I was an employed psychiatrist at Oregon State Hospital for almost 25 years, ending in 2012, and I continue to work there several hours a week on a contract. Regarding this nomination, I have worked within the structure of the Psychiatric Security Review Board frequently as a state hospital psychiatrist, most actively some years ago when my role was to treat inpatients who were under the board's jurisdiction, and I testified to the PSRB when those patients had hearings. I'm looking forward to serving Oregon and the board by lending my experience to that process in a new capacity. I hope to help maintain a fair system that Oregonians can count upon. Thank you for your attention, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being here and for your willingness to serve. Do we have any questions for Mr. Reichlin? I guess you're Dr. Reichlin.
Yes.
I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go on your way.
Thank you.
Act on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Lawrence Fernstahl to the Public Employees Retirement Board.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Lawrence Fernstahl, and I live in Portland. It's an honor to appear before you today and be considered for the Public Employees Retirement Board. 4 years ago, I moved to Oregon to become Chief Financial Officer of Oregon Health and Science University, where I am also Executive Vice President. My background is financial analysis and strategy, with a focus on the clear understanding of complex financial situations. For 27 years now, I've served as a Chief Financial Officer for large universities and academic health centers, participating in the oversight of several pension plans. Providing for retirement, in my view, is one of the most important responsibilities facing families and indeed all of society today. It is also an area full of financial, actuarial, and regulatory complexity. If confirmed to the PERS board, I hope my background would allow me to contribute back to Oregon, which I have found in the last 4 years to be an incredible place to live and work. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your willingness to serve on the PERS board. And do we have any questions for Mr. Fernstahl? Senator Boquist.
Absolutely, Madam Chair. I had a delightful conversation with the nominee several days ago, and so I sort of want to kind of follow up that. He and I had chatted briefly about, you know, the present PERS situation, time constraints, so on and so forth, and I was just sort of looking for him to express his views on ways either we might look at reducing costs or timeliness of some of the present situations that we're facing, we in the legislature, that you and the PERS board are going to make recommendations to save us for?
Well, Senator, thank you and Chair Rosenbaum for that question. I wouldn't want to jump to any conclusions, but what I would say from my experience in financial situations like this, that the most important thing is to, in an expeditious but full way, get an understanding of all the facts from multiple perspectives and really test it from multiple different perspectives. Often I have found in my own financial analysis work that the first thing that comes to my mind turns out not to be the best solution. thus it's best to do the work. But it's also important, given the magnitude of the situation faced now, to do that very quickly. And I would look very much forward, if I am confirmed, to working as part of that process.
Just one follow-up question.
Go ahead.
I think it'd be good because you rarely find something. I normally don't see this. I don't have a heart attack manager. You rarely don't find somebody who has a breadth of experience in retirement planning, in the private sector, and some of the things that actually this particular candidate has. Generally, I'm the naysayer, as you know, Madam Chair. So I just kind of want to follow up. Could you maybe outline a little bit of your background in terms, because I mean, you've actually been involved in public retirement systems, and you've been involved in private retirement systems and trying to work the interactions between those. And can you give a little background of the experience there and some new ideas you might, or fresh ideas you might bring towards the board of ways forward, for example? And I'm not committing to anything. I'm just saying that background.
Absolutely.
You have a unique background compared to most of the people.
I was very lucky to start when I was in college at the University of Chicago at the age of 19 as a budget analyst, and I sort of continued right after that. And I was able to serve as the chief financial officer of both the hospital at the University of Chicago and of the whole university, which is a private not-for-profit university, but which had both defined benefit and defined contribution plans, so I was familiar with those. Later, I had the opportunity to serve as the chief financial officer of both UCSF, University of California, San Francisco, and Stanford University's medical centers. And again, that was a situation that combined defined benefit and defined contribution, public and private entities. And now, since coming to Oregon at OHSU, where we have 15,000 employees, and of those who are in our pension plans, or about half are in the PERS system, and about half are in the university's own what we call UPP, or university pension plan. So I think as a result of this now, over almost 30 years, I have a fair amount of familiarity in private sector, public sector, and in the accounting and oversight and fiduciary responsibility for both defined contribution and defined benefit plans. And I'm hoping that experience will, if confirmed, serve well.
Well, thank you, Minister. If confirmed, I'm certainly looking forward to recommendations.
Yes, I was going to add that your first idea may not be the best idea that you've had, but lately our first, second, and third ideas haven't been the best ideas either, so we have, I think, some work to do. Okay, well, I don't see any other questions for you, so thank you, and we will be voting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today.
Thank you very much.
I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Enrique Sama to the Public Employees Benefit Board.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for your patience, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senator Rosenbaum, fellow senators. My name is Enrique Sama. I've been nominated to serve on the Public Employee Benefits Board. For the last 18 years, I've worked in human resources, and I think that's one of the reasons that perhaps I was asked to be part of this. I'm also a state employee, and this month I'll celebrate my first year of state employment. I work at DAS as the executive recruiter.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And any questions for Mr. Sama? Okay. I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go.
Thank you.
Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Rachel Jensen to the Licensed Clinical Social Workers Board. And she's joining us by phone. Hi, is this Rachel Jensen?
Yes, this is Rachel Jensen.
Hi, Rachel. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here with me in the Capitol are Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Brian Boquist, and Senator Jenny Burdick. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Licensed Clinical Social Workers Board. So if you'd like to just say your name and then briefly tell us what your background is and why you'd like to serve.
Sure. My name is Rachel Jensen. I am an LMSW. I am currently a social work educator working at Pacific University's MSW program, and I'm interested in being appointed because I really appreciate the way the board strengthens the integrity of our profession by really protecting the public and ensuring that social workers are held to a high standard and level of accountability, and I'm just really interested in being a part of that.
Okay, well, we're glad you're willing to take this on. Did we have any questions for Ms. Jensen? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, Rachel, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today, and we'll let you go and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll close the public hearing, and I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Eleanor McPeak to the State Board of Examiners for Speech-Language Pathology and Audiology. Thank you for waiting so patiently. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Senator Rosenbaum and members of the Rules Committee. My name is Ellie McPeak. Thank you for considering my appointment to the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. I applied for this position because being involved with how we govern ourselves in Oregon is important to me. I have spent a good part of my life involved in community governance, first in the military community and then as a part of volunteer work and elected office in Lake Oswego. Such involvement is needed by the community, and it also brings great satisfaction to those who participate in it. My life experience allows me, I think, to add value to the work of the Board of Examiners. My background gives me the ability to work effectively with the board as a citizen member. The citizens of the state of Oregon want to maintain the professional standards of the groups we license. There is a public benefit to be gained from the needed oversight of how those in the licensed groups carry out their activities. I hope to participate in that oversight and licensing. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. And did we have any questions for Ms. McPeak? Hey, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again.
Thank you.
I'm closing this public hearing, and I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Scott Youngblood to the Oregon Tourism Commission. He'll be joining us by phone.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Is this Scott Youngblood?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. Here in the Capitol with me are Senators Jenny Burdick, Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Brian Boquist. And I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon Tourism Commission. So if you could just say your name for the record and then briefly tell us about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Tourism Commission.
Thank you very much, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Scott Youngblood, and I'm a candidate for the Oregon Tourism Commission. I manage the Embassy Suites Hotel in your district, Senator Burdick. I'm grateful for the opportunity to address you today, and I'm saddened not to be doing so in person. I'm attending a national conference for Hilton Hotels in Southern California this week, and I'm reminded of what a remarkable place I'm able to call home in Oregon. As a native Oregonian, I love the people, our culture, geography, wilderness, and communities that make up our diverse and dynamic state. As someone who's made a long career of hospitality and tourism promotion, I feel qualified to contribute to the Tourism Commission in ways that effectively promote Oregon as a destination to residents and non-residents alike. Having also worked professionally in Washington and Minnesota, I bring diverse perspectives and experience, which I believe can benefit our commission and community. I'm delighted to answer questions and receive feedback as your time and inclinations permit.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. I'll see if there are any questions for you. Did we have any questions for Mr. Youngblood? I do not see any questions for you, Scott, so it looks like you answered them all, and we'll let you go about your business and act on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. Thanks again.
Very, very much.
Have a good day. I'm closing the public hearing and opening a public hearing on the appointment of Sean O'Halloran to the Oregon Transportation Commission. Hi there, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for your patience.
Hello, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. Thank you for having me here today, and I'm honored to have the governor's nomination to serve on the Oregon Transportation Commission. During my career, it's been a privilege to serve in a number of transportation-related positions in both the public and private sectors, including as an assistant to U.S. Senator Mark Hatfield, handling his transportation portfolio, both on personal and the Appropriations Committee staff.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we do need you to just say your name for the record.
Oh, sorry. Sean O'Halloran, and nominee for Oregon Transportation Commission. So after that, I served at Union Pacific, at Honeywell, and as U.S. Assistant Secretary of Transportation. The Oregon Transportation Commission not only has a mandate to establish transportation policy, but to work with you, ODOT, the governor's office, and the many stakeholders, and to represent the interests across the state. And should I be confirmed, I would look forward to continuing the conversation with you and to try to meet the many needs for growing infrastructure in the state. Thank you.
Thank you for your willingness to serve. This is a very important commission. And do we have any questions for Mr. O'Halloran?
No, just think rural.
Well, I grew up predominantly in Bend, so spent a lot of time traveling the eastern part of the state, so that's part of my fabric.
Great. That'll stand you in good stead. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve, and we'll let you go and act on your appointment at the close of our hearing.
Thank you, Chair.
And I'll close the public hearing on this appointment and open a public hearing on the appointment of Shelley Martin and Lori Bauman to the TriMet Board. Good afternoon, and thanks for waiting so patiently. I'm sure it's interesting to hear about all these other people.
And it's her I'm trying to get in here. So point, so.
We're looking forward to hearing from you as well.
Yes.
Whoever wants to go first, just go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Madam Chair and Senators. My name is Shelley Martin. I currently work for Fred Meyer. I started way back when I was below a parcel clerk, so I just counted bottles. They didn't really want girls in the grocery department back then, 33 years ago. I worked my way up. I managed multiple stores that now do $2 million a week. I'm currently in HR for the company. I work in labor and associate relations. I manage over and direct policy for 33,000 employees. Also, my background, I was a tax preparer for about 12 years and also did financial work in that. I'm a nominee for the TriMet Board and excited to do that. TriMet, the reason that I want to serve is multifaceted for me personally and obviously professionally. It helped me get around back in the day. I'm a native Oregonian before I could drive and wanted my independence through my children graduating from Portland State and getting them around downtown. It gets my customers to shop and it gets my employees to work. So there's an awful lot of opportunity there and it's very personal for me. So I do appreciate the opportunity to be here and I'm very flattered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Rosa Bauman, Senators. My name is Lori Irish Bauman, and I'm a candidate for the Board of Directors of TriMet from District 4. I've been a resident of Southeast Portland for 27 years. I'm married and I have three children, a 23-year-old son and 19-year-old twin daughters. I'm a lawyer at the Ader Wynn firm. Our office is in the Pearl District in Portland, and my law practice involves helping to resolve business disputes. I'm currently a member of the Board of Directors of Catholic Charities of Oregon, and in the past I've been active with the Portland City Club and the Multnomah County Library Advisory Board. I'm honored to be nominated to serve on the TriMet Board of Directors. I hope to advance TriMet's mission, including serving a diverse population and supporting economic development throughout the region. I'm interested in maintaining a robust public transit system that will help everyone thrive economically and socially. I'm especially interested in supporting the self-reliance and quality of life for people with disabilities, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Great. Well, thank you both for your willingness to serve the TriMet Board. It's very important to our community. Do we have any questions for either of these nominees? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll thank you again.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Peggy Yates to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. Good afternoon, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Well, thank you. It's been actually. Thank you so much, Chair Rosenbaum, and thank you, for senators. I appreciate the opportunity, and it's an honor to be sitting up here with so many other people that with so many skills and expertise. My name is Peggy Kaufman Yates. I am a manager of strategic planning and projects for Multnomah County. I have been nominated and have an opportunity to serve as a public member of the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board and look forward to that opportunity. I would be a public member. The opportunity that it provides is an ability for me to combine a number of my kind of looks at combining all my skills. First of all, my education is I have a master's in agricultural economics, and so I'm very familiar with the agricultural industry. I have professionally spent time in agribusiness as well as in economic development in the state of Oregon, and also now more in strategic planning. Add to that my passion for animals and my involvement in the animal world from many, many years. I've had pets since I've been five, but I've been large animals as well as small animals. And I think the importance of this position is recognizing that we, once we domesticated animals, it was our responsibility to also provide them compassionate and safe care, since they are, and that is looking at as well as pets for people's yards and pets in people's homes, as well as the critical animals that are part of the agribusiness and provide people funding for their lifeblood. So I appreciate this opportunity and looking forward to being able to serve. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Did we have any questions? So I agree with you, and I share your love of animals, and this board is very important. But I was especially looking forward to meeting you because I've never met anybody named Peggy before, and I've only ever heard that name as a character in a Dickens novel.
David Copperfield.
David Copperfield, right. Yes. So it's a great name.
Thank you. My parents came up with it. I think they'd had a couple drinks, but that's
thank you. Okay, thank you again. I'm closing the public hearing and opening a public hearing on the appointment of Diana Schmidt and Susan Knight to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service. And thank you both for waiting so patiently, listening to all these other people, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Fascinating. Chair Rosenbaum and senators, my name is Diana Schmidt, and I live in Northwest Portland. I have long believed that a strong core of citizen volunteers are essential and important to the fabric of a healthy community. I have been a CASA in Washington County for almost 14 years, and I also am involved in some other organizations. I'm on the board of Third Angle New Music in Portland, and I'm also on the State Oregon CASA Network Board. And I believe that that by being a member of the Oregon Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, I could maximize the help that I could provide to Oregon's children by not only volunteering locally and on the state board, but looking at statewide volunteerism as a crucial benefit to the community of children in the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My name is Susan Knight, and I'm hoping to be appointed to serve on the Commission for Voluntary Action and Services representing local CASA programs in Oregon. I'm currently a local CASA program director, and I'm the executive director for Douglas County CASA and for Curry County CASA. My experience with these two programs has made me passionate about the need for volunteerism. These two local programs manage about 100 volunteers annually, and last year in 2014, they served over 13,000 hours. It would be just financially prohibitive to run those programs without volunteers, and so it's really critical that we, in I guess all over, but in the state of Oregon, really promote volunteerism. In addition, I'm very committed to the success of the Oregon CASA Network. As a local program executive director, I really need that support to be successful. And our partner in this endeavor is the OVC, the Oregon Volunteer Commission, and I want to do everything I can to maximize that partnership. So I hope you'll consider my appointment, and thank you for listening.
Great. We definitely will, and we're pleased that you're both willing to serve and Also appreciate your volunteer service as well. Do we have any questions?
Did the two of them get everybody else to volunteer? Is that how they
work? We do.
We do. Yes. I'm sure they would encourage it, but I think Kendall Klassen might have had something to do with that too. Yes. Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Preston Pulliams to the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University.
Good afternoon,
good afternoon,
Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Preston Pulliams. I'm retired president of Portland Community College. I'm excited about this opportunity, first of all, and very honored. I'm excited in terms of serving on the Board of Trustees for a number of reasons, but I'll share just a couple with you. First of all, when I served for 9 years as district president of Portland Community College, OSU was very good about collaborating with us in terms of allowing our students to transfer there for opportunities to earn baccalaureate degrees, master's, and professional degrees. They were just great partners for us in the community college sector. Number two, I served 3 years on the Board of Higher Education and got to witness very closely the land grant mission of that college, which I'm very impressed with because it focuses on serving Oregon residents. And number three, I'll throw a third reason in, is I'm a big fan of President Ed Ray, who is a real leader, one of the best, I think, higher ed leaders in the country. I'm open for questions at this time.
Great. Well, it's good to see you back here, and good choice of tie for today.
Well, I thought it would be appropriate.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Mr. Pulliams? Okay. Looks like you've answered them all, and we're looking forward to being able to add you to this board.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I think we did have – I will close the public hearing. I don't know if we have not been able to get our person on the phone, so
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we have not been able to reach one of our members who was being appointed to the Oregon Hospital Board, but we can carry him over to do a public hearing and work session on a later date next week or when we speak with him and get him, and he's able to come. So we have left some flexibility, Madam Chair.
Okay, yeah, that's the good thing about being in
Douglas
session.
Got it, okay.
Yes. Okay, so we'll do that. So then I think we are probably...
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we need a break
no.
or
no.
do we need... No.
You want me to start talking, right? I have to do the whole list, right?
No, I do it.
Oh, that's right. You do it on these. Thank goodness. It's you and not me. I was thinking, boy, I'm going to pronounce all these names.
Okay, so here we go. I'm opening a work session and moving the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. David Tam to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, Martha Meeker to the State Aviation Board, James Manning and James Morris to the Commission on Black Affairs, Eric Sandoval to the Building Code Structures Board, Jessica Gomez and Keith Levitt to the Oregon Business Development Commission, Susan Stewart, Jerry Jones Jr., and Kurt Bolser to the Construction Contractors Board, Julianne Smith to the Oregon Board of Dentistry, William Johnson to the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University, Joseph Pugh and Stephen Trapp to the Electrical and Elevator Board, Betty Ropey to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Edward Armstrong and Morgan Ryder to the Environmental Quality Commission, Derek Sorweed to the Health Evidence Review Commission, Alberto Moreno to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Ruth McEwen and Matthew Raposa to the Home Care Commission, Andrea Brown, Walter Jaffke, and Kimberly Rolstead to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, Donald Norden to the Lane Transit District Board, Michael Harper to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Janice Tonneson to the State Marine Board, George Wales to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Marie Henry and Robert Moore to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Linda Smith to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, Mark Baldwin, Patricia Bedient, Daryl Callahan, Michelle Ader, Brenda McComb, Laura Naumis, Patricia Reeser, and Preston Pulliams to the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University, Jennifer Allam and Jonathan Blasher to the State Parks and Recreation Commission, Penny Raher to the State Board of Pharmacy, Philip Hayworth to the Physical Therapists Licensing Board, Tom Chamberlain to the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Portland, Erica Bestpitch, Gail Castillo, Maud Hines, Carl Miller, Peter Nickerson, and Peter Stott to the Board of Trustees of Portland State University, Scott Reichlin and Elena Balduzzi to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, Sandra Jenkins and Anne-Marie Smith to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Lawrence Fernstall to the Public Employees Retirement Board, Enrique Sama to the Public Employees Benefits Board, Jan Palmer to the Oregon Racing Commission, Emily Kemper, Tanya Hollig, John Cheller, and Janet Lewis to the Residential and Manufactured Structures Board, Nicholas Gaffney to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board, Rachel Jensen, Brenda Dennis, and Mary Outland to the State Board of Licensed Clinical Social Workers, Eleanor McPeak and Jean Verhaeden to the State Board of Examiners for Speech Language, Pathology, and Audiology, Joanne Vetter to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, Mark Gerard to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Alberto Munguia, Ryan Snyder, Kara Wilson-Englund, and Scott Youngblood to the Oregon Tourism Commission, Sean O'Halloran to the Oregon Transportation Commission, Shelley Martin and Lori Bauman to the TriMet Board, Connie Ballmer and Curry, Susan Gary, Ross Carey, Geneva Ralph, Helena Schlegel, Mary Wilcox, and Kurt Wilcox to the Board of Trustees of the University of Oregon, Peggy Yates to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Diana Schmidt, Susan Knight, and Kelly Wessels to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, and Ken Madden to the State Workforce Investment Board. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries, and it's so ordered. And we do need a carrier for this motion. I know, Senator Boquist, you did this last time.
Do you want me to do it
this time? So if you want to volunteer to do it again.
Well, see, if I volunteer to do it this again, then I probably avoid anything next meeting. So I will volunteer for this one.
It's possible.
And she's oblivious to what's going on, so I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay, great.
Well, now then she looked over and said, yep, I'm carrying this. You have the next round.
Okay, Senator Boquist will be our carrier, and I'll...
Sort of like Measure 91.
And I'll close the work session. And that completes our business for today. We're done for the week. Thank you, everyone, who hung in there. And we are adjourned. We are adjourned. Hung in there. And